runs the kitchen and the hays back. Other names. Jawan, Beta, Lyden's cousin, was killed during an attack on the ranch. Professor Maloney, Beta, researcher, discovered the Maloney gene, Sando's father. George York, Alpha, prime minister, assassinated. General Armitage, army general, leader of a coup that led to a brief civil war in the capital, now imprisoned. Prologue. Eru, what's now known as Ireland, AD 840. King Leu lowered his body in the comfortable padded chair that was his in the grand hall. No throne for him anymore. Aye, prestigious it was, the big throne overlaid with gold accents and made with the finest of fabrics, but bloody hard on his old bones. No, he preferred this chair, with its soft pillows lovingly sewn by his mate, Cerbre, before he had taken his last flight into the everlasting realm mere months ago. The sharp sting of his absence had not grown less, and Leoch knew his end, too, was near. He would embrace it. Their souls had been too connected to survive apart. They'd reunite in the afterlife, and all would be well again. But not yet. He had one more task to do.
What is the word?
Leoch asked the messenger, whose arrival minutes ago had sent everyone rushing to the grand hall, including Leoch himself. Though rushing wasn't quite what he had done, now had he? More like a dignified shuffle. Ige, one of the king's bravest and fiercest knights, stood pale and shaking before him. Not good news, then. Ige had never been one for dramatics. Leoch braced himself for what was to come.
"'Tis grave news I bring, Maury. The Lachlanov have established a stronghold in Othercleath, at the mouth of the Liffey, calling it Dufflin. They're not going anywhere."
A gasp traveled through the castle's hall, where Leoch's 25 remaining knights had assembled. 50 they had been, once upon a time, but no longer, and most likely never again. His clan had been decimated, and they were the last ones left standing. As much as they had all expected these tidings, it still came as a shock, and Leoch allowed the news to settle, waiting until the furious whispers died down. Outside, a gale had brought rains that lashed on the endless green farm fields, preventing him from flying. All the young ones could handle the winds, but his achy bones and tired wings wouldn't bear it anymore. He prayed he'd be granted one last flight before his time came, one last time to stretch his wings and soar. That had been too long. In the grand hall, the fires burned hot to keep out the cold, but Leoch still shivered and huddled deeper into the furs that hugged him. Unlike when he had been a young dragon, a hatchling, his body did not run as hot anymore. He was cold, always cold, and soon the cold would take him to his resting place where Cerbre would be waiting for him. But not today. Today he had faced this new challenge, and so he refocused on age.
"Aye, tis as we feared, then. What would be the name of their leader?"
"Olaf, Maury. They call him their Hulting, which means chief, what we would call Tirshof. He is not a king, but a leader, a chieftain."
Age never failed to address him with the proper respect, always calling him Maury, my king. Another reason Leoch trusted him.
"What do we know about him?"
Age nodded as if he had expected this question. He probably had. Leoch had picked him for this mission for good reasons. Age was smart, an excellent fighter who was quick on his feet and one of the few knights with a slow temper.
34, he is. An alpha with two mates. A beta and an omega. 4 pups so far. An alpha heir, 2 betas and an omega. He has a good reputation among his men. They serve him loyally, and out of their free will they do. Not because he is threatening them.
Leoch scratched his chin.
"Honorable, then?"
"Aye, that he is. As honorable as Lochlenoch can be. No rumors of him or his men forcing themselves upon men or women have reached my ears. Not even on Omegas in heat."
Leoch did like the sound of that.
"That is pleasing to hear."
He looked around the large hall where his knights sat at massive tables he had used for centuries to feast, fight, and